the rest of the story. Mid-18th century was a period of significant educational advancement in England. For example, it was during this era that children's books, books for children only, were first published. By the 1760s, printers were providing all sorts of educational material, primers and maps, printed alphabets, multiplication tables, and so on. John Spilsbury was about 30 years old at the time. He was a printer. His humble shop was in Russell Court, in the London Market District called Covent Garden. Now, it seems John had always lived in the shadow of a well-known brother, Jonathan. The latter was an engraver, a specialist in portraits. John published a number of his famous brother's plates, and yet from everything scholars can discern, there appears little doubt that John's number one interest was education. It was not enough for John simply to reprint educational material which had already been printed. What John Spilsbury wanted was somehow to revolutionize education. Let others publish ABC in 2x2. John's contribution, he hoped, would be original and lasting. So while Brother Jonathan made a name for himself through portraits of Baxter and Bunyan, Camden and Wesley, John contemplated a means by which he might become a renowned educator. One dreary winter day in 1762, the grand idea finally came to him. No question as to the viability of the concept, John was immediately certain of that. This brand new approach would facilitate the assimilation of a wide variety of information. Geography was a particularly adaptable subject, so John first released a geography edition. On the cover was printed the unpretentious phrase, "For the edification of the young." Well, soon John's creation was causing a sensation. The first edition sold big, so big that it was followed by 27 variations on that original theme, priced from 7.5 shillings to £1, 1 shilling. John's educational and financial success inspired other educators to produce their own versions of John's concept, some related to arithmetic, others to history, others to religious education. In 1782 came the crowning honor. John Spilsbury, the humble printer, relinquished his printing business to an apprentice and became himself a respected drawing master at Harrow School. The engravings of his brother Jonathan, celebrated in their day, are relegated to dusty archives today. But John Spilsbury got his wish. He made an original and lasting contribution not only in the field of education, but in the annals of recreation. For that which John initially conceived as an educational device, a teacher's tool, continues to delight children of all ages in and out of school. You see, John was the first printer ever to glue a map to a hardwood panel and then cut along the boundaries with a marquetry saw. That's right. John Spilsbury's everlasting educational invention was the jigsaw puzzle. And now you know the rest of the story.